joined now courtside by Auburn assistant coach Demetria Buchanan. Coach D, a tough afternoon. We knew coming in just how good this LSU team was, and to their credit, they came out and set the tone early in the first quarter of play. In your words, how were they able to do it? It looked like Auburn started out in his own defense early, a couple big threes, and just like that, LSU took the momentum.
They're a really hard team to take them out of the things that they really want to do. You know, their number one thing is to score in the paint. You know, they got 42 points. They're 76 in the paint, about half. I'm not really good at math. But 50% of their points came in the paint. In which that's what we tried to take away. And then when you do that, they have really good guards that can step out and make threes. So it's almost like you have to pick your poison with what they're trying to do offensively.
Well, and on the flip side, Auburn likes to push the ball and score in the paint as well. And of course, Larry and I, we talked about the size differential. I mean, LSU's bigs, they made it tough to score inside. Was there anything particularly they were doing well that just made it tough for Auburn to get the ball in the basket today?
I mean, they were big. That's what they are. They take up space in the paint. They contest shots. They block shots. But I do think that we did a really good job of going in there and battling, especially AC. She did not back down from trying to score in the paint. Yeah. She went in there and got some boards. She got some loose balls. She drove it in there and went up aggressively and got some fouls. So for us, it was just a big thing to not be scared of trying to get in there.
I just saw Aisha as the team was walking back to the locker room, and you could see the disappointment on her face. It was, AC, she's a kid, coach. She takes these losses personal.
Yeah.
But you saw her play start to finish. You didn't see any quit in Aisha today. How can she build off this again, going up against what I think some of the best bigs in this league?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She wants to win. You know, she has the desire to come out and play as hard as she can on game day, and that's what she did. And so just for her to have that energy, hopefully we can take that into our road game at Florida coming up, and we're going to need that same energy.
Coach, quickly, before I let you go, I know you have a lot of obligations off the floor after the game, but I thought Auburn did a good job of making some adjustments, especially in the second and third quarter. They could have let this game get away, but it was a 19-20-point game from the first quarter to the fourth till LSU finally really pulled away there at the end. What adjustments were you all able to make to kind of set the tone, at least get into a bit of rhythm?
Right. We were just trying to flip the floor. That was, believe it or not, that was our game plan from the jump, to move the ball multiple sides of the floor, let the defense break down and get wide open shots. Because Jay told him in the locker room, we want to pass up good shots so we can get great shots. And we did not do a good job of that early. We took the first shot we got just because we thought we were open. And for them, that's one and done run.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do, one and done run. And so the second half, when we were able to flip the floor, make the defense work, get some switches, get some mismatches, we were able to then exploit that, and we got better shots.
Well, you nailed it, too, on the rebounding. LSU out rebounding Auburn 50-35. But this team, despite this game today, look, I think this was a good example as to how much work. This is a goal for Auburn to get to this point where LSU's at. I know this team is young, but there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Coach, what's the goal next week? You guys go on the road to Florida and Texas A&M. Despite what anybody says, I think two winnable basketball games. You go to work this week. What's it look like?
Absolutely. Just to focus on the game plan. We got to focus, lock in, and do what we practice in games. That is our goal, and that's going to put us in the best position to win. We know we're a little shorthanded when it comes to size on the inside, so we have to get creative with how we score. We have to get creative with how we defend. And so we have to really take account into what we're doing with our scouting report and then translate that to the game and do exactly what the coaches say do.
I lied. One final question. Your early impressions of Precious Johnson. She played valuable minutes
today. You know, I told her on the bench, I said, you know, under these circumstances, yesterday was her first practice in years probably. In over a year. And so under the circumstances, I thought she came in and she battled. I told her, if you don't do anything else, rebound and defend. Don't try to score. Don't try to block shots. Just rebound and be big in there and contest some shots. And I think she did that. Now, she didn't do the rebounding part. She got one rebound. We're going to work on that. But I do think she came in and she battled. And it's something to be said when you can make them tired by battling them. When you got size to go up against size and you can push up against them and be physical, She was able to kind of wear them out a little bit, and I really appreciated her efforts.
Well, Coach D, we appreciate you. We appreciate the work you're doing here at Auburn. We're going to get one next week.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, War Eagle. Coach Johnny Harris, that's where we'll start here this afternoon. Knew the battle in the paint was going to be tough for both teams. I told Larry DeShere whoever wins the battle inside would win this basketball game today. LSU certainly set the tone early by doing that. Coach, just that first quarter, it was one that got away and got away quick. What happened in your eyes?
I didn't think we came out and competed. We didn't battle. I thought when we came back out in the second quarter, battled a little bit more. But I just thought we didn't come out and battle. And, you know, when you play on a team like that, you got to come out and give it everything you got, every possession. And we didn't do that.
Coach D, I thought, pointed out something pretty obvious in the first quarter is Auburn was taking the first shot they were getting. And yes, some of those were open shots, but for whatever reason, those shots were not falling today. And when you only get one look at the basket, it's only 10 seconds down the floor. Well, you give Kayla Pointer a chance to flip the floor that quick, it's going to hurt you, and that's exactly what happened.
Absolutely. And our game plan was to flip the floor, was to run. Yeah. We spread it out. Usually we dribble drive, so we're four guards out. But we put three guards out there, try to open the floor up a little bit, flip the floor, get into the paint, try to turn the corner and get something good off of that. But we just kind of did our own thing tonight.
Once the offense got is somewhat in system, I know it was a frustrating day, but you stayed consistent, especially in the second half. Larry pointed out you didn't stop trying to go to the glass. Was that the plan at a halftime, to continue to battle their bigs inside?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to get more help, make it a little bit more difficult to get it in. I thought once we settled in, we got some help, it was a little bit better. I mean, they're just bigger and taller and physical. So it was a battle all night.
Defensively inside, I thought you were able to settle down and get some stops in the second quarter. I thought you went toe-to-toe for about two quarters of play there with LSU. What adjustments were you able to make? Again, those three big, they're tough to stop. There's not a lot of X's and O's you can do when you have that much size.
Yeah, it's about being tough. It's about going out and fighting, and that's what I challenged them to do. You just got to go out and fight. You got to handle your business. You got to help your teammate and get the rebound, and let's go. Let's try to get some stops and come down here and be tough enough to score, finish against that size.
You never want to see your players disappointed, or at least I don't. I don't like seeing them that way, but I do think it was a positive thing. One player, Aisha Kulapali, coming off the floor, she had a tough day. I mean, she was pounded on from start to finish and made her free throws at that. I want to give her a compliment for that, but you saw the disappointment on her face, Coach, and you see how personal these kids take it. Yesterday was tough, but from what I saw today, I think they take it personal, and they're going to continue to grow, and they're going to continue to get better despite having things not going their way this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And she didn't have a whole lot of help today, so they were able to double down on her. She was getting pushed around. She couldn't get through the paint without getting pushed. So it was very physical out there, and then she would, you know, and then she got in foul trouble, and so that kind of took her out. But somebody else have to step up. Yeah. And when somebody else step up, now they won't double her. They won't, you know, double down on her, and, you know, she'll have a little bit more room to operate.
Told Coach D, I think this was a good example as to what this team is shooting for. LSU is where Auburn wants to be. What can this team learn from this game? As again, it was lopsided, but still some lessons to be learned.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about going out recruiting and getting, you know, getting players that fit. So this team is a work in progress. They just got to keep trying to get better, try to stay together, and do the things that we're asking them to do. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, we just have to go recruiting and try to change it.
Precious Johnson got some meaningful moments today, Coach. I liked what I saw, despite only practicing one time yesterday and shoot around today. As Coach D said, that those rebounds have to improve, but all in all, she's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, she will be, and she's a freshman as well, so not a lot of playing time there, but she does have some size, and we'll get in there and we'll work with her, and she'll learn what we're looking to do, and she'll get better. I, I just think she'll get better and better.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time today. It's back to work next week for Florida and Texas A&M. What are you focused on just in the locker room of getting this team? Because I thought you made a good point in the pregame about not letting confidence become an issue. With as hard as this team has played, they're right there. They're knocking on the door of that first SEC win.
Yeah, I mean, every game is going to be hard, but they're going to have to play hard every game. And I didn't think we came out playing hard. I thought we got outplayed. And that's not something that we can do. We can't afford to do that. So we'll have to get them back. And they have to understand that it's got to be all-out war every time you step on the floor.
You're ready to have lunch with me for the next 7 Tuesdays in a row?
Absolutely.
The Coach J podcast this week in Auburn Women's Basketball will be Tuesday at 11:30 at Nukes Eatery this week. Come out and join us. We'll have more information out on Twitter and auburntigers.com. Coach, thanks for the time today. All the best next week. War Eagle.
War Eagle.